Let me open, let me stand. I think from hell, it's able land. Higher plane than I have found. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, last time we left off in the book of Ephesians in verse 20. And if you'll remember, Paul the Apostle has been telling the church people at Ephesus that they've not been taught the wrong things to do and the wrong of this life, but they've been taught the right things. And I believe Paul is telling them they have no excuse for doing wrong because they have been taught the truth. They have learned the truth in Jesus Christ. Well, they had to learn the truth or they wouldn't be saved. They knew Jesus Christ as Savior, and therefore, Paul the Apostle's reminding these people of who they are. And he's also drawing a contrast of a Christian life so as to make it evident how completely inconsistent it is with the character of a godly man to defile himself with the abominations of the Gentiles, in other words, the unsaved. You go back and you read in verse 17, it talks about the Gentiles, and that word Gentile means anyone who's not a Jew. But in this case, it's not only speaking of that, it's speaking specifically of unsaved people. We're not to walk in darkness as the unsaved do. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven, and we're to live like we're saved. Not because, that only because it's right, but because we are saved, and we need to bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let me once again go into the scripture and read verse 6 of Romans chapter 6. We left off here last time. The Bible says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That's crucified with Christ. In other words, we are to recognize that just as Christ was crucified, he saved us, and it's just as we've been crucified with him. Now, our crucifixion as such didn't save us. It was the crucifixion of the Lord. But Paul the Apostle, even in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, he says that our old man, that's the old flesh, is crucified with him. Recognize that you're dead, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Well, one day this old body of death that we live in right now, the real person is not this body that we see walking around, but the real person is within. And one day this old body is going to be destroyed. The body of sin might be destroyed. But the person who knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that person is going to live throughout all eternity. Why? Because Jesus Christ has given every person who names him as Lord, as Savior, they have eternal life, and they're saved forever. Now notice, Paul says this in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, as we realize that we've given ourselves to the Lord, and we realize that he gave himself to us, then we really have no choice but to live for him, because he first loved us. We are to love him. Let me say this. Many times we look at the crowns and the rewards that's going to be given to the saved people as they stand at the judgment seat of Christ. We look at that, but that should spur us on. That should give us encouragement, knowing that one day we will receive reward. But the fact of the matter is, we should be serving the Lord Jesus Christ not simply because we're going to receive a reward, but because we love him and we want to serve him, showing him that we love him. And he gave himself for us. There's nothing that we can do that will make up for what he has done. We could never love him that much, but we can show him our love by serving him while on this earth. And we need to realize that as he died for us, we need to die for him. And I'm not talking about physical death. I'm speaking of our lives should be death to this world. In other words, we have died to the flesh. The flesh, we need to have that flesh crucified daily. I'm not talking about physical flesh or physical death. I'm speaking about this old body. We need to try the best that we can to live as close to the Lord as we can, stay as close to him so that we will be in right relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, don't get the wrong idea and don't go around telling people that I say we need to crucify ourselves to live for the Lord. I didn't say that. Paul the Apostle says that we need to reckon ourselves to be dead to sin, but alive unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Dead to sin, and we'll never be sinlessly perfect until this old body is gone. And we'll always have things going wrong. We'll always do some things that's wrong, but we need to try our best to live close to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for failing you, Lord. And that is when something goes wrong and we are not living for the Lord, but we're living for ourselves, and we need to try to stay as close to him as we can. We know the truth, and the truth has made us free. We're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has saved us. Well, notice once again, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, does this mean our life in Christ on this earth will always be perfect once we say, well, we're saved on our way to heaven? Well, you see, this old sinful flesh will never be our definition of perfect. In other words, it's never going to be perfect. But you and I, who named the name of Jesus Christ as our Savior, need to live as close to heaven as possible. Paul, in writing under the inspiration of God, lets us who are saved know that we will have trouble with sin while in this flesh. We often get discouraged. We get discouraged. Things go wrong in our lives. But Paul the Apostle, he knew, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit writing to us, he wants us to know certain things about the old flesh and sin. In Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. Now, if you have your Bible, why don't you turn there with me in Romans chapter 7. And we're going to read those verses together, verses 14 through 25. Paul the Apostle says, now, once again, let me remind you, Paul's saying this, but he's writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's writing this because God wants us to know these things. Paul says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. That means fleshly. That means he's still in the flesh, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Well, notice verse 23 now of Romans chapter 7. Paul goes on to say, but I see another law in my members. In other words, he's saying, I want to do what's right, but I find there's a warfare going on that when I want to do right, I do wrong. There's something going on here. There's a warfare. And he tells us that in verse 23. He says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Have you ever prayed, God, help me? Lord, who's going to deliver me? Who's going to help me with these things? Who's going to help me overcome the wrong that is in my life, the things that I am doing wrong, Lord, I don't want to do those things. Paul says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. That doesn't mean that Paul was going around purposely sinning every day and every minute of his life, and neither should we. We should be looking to the Lord and saying, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that he is the one who's going to deliver me from this. Now, we look to him daily to help us so that we will have a right relationship with him and our Heavenly Father. And one day, we're not going to have this problem anymore because this old flesh is going to be gone. And we as saved people, we have nothing but good to look forward to. Some people, you know, I know that we grieve over a loved one who goes on to be with the Lord. We grieve over someone who is saved, a friend of ours who might go on to be with the Lord before we do. But that grief should not be one that says, oh, Lord, help that person. No, that person doesn't need help. That person is with the Lord. And one day, we're going to see that individual. We're going to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're going to be with our loved ones who have gone on before us. We're going to be with our friends who have been saved, and they're with the Lord. Right now, we're having trouble with this old flesh, but one day this old flesh is going to be gone. And as we look, and we look to the future, you and I, as saved people, we have nothing but joy ahead of us. When this old body is gone, we're going to be with the Lord. And I'm not telling you to go out and kill yourself now. I'm telling you that when the body gives up the breath of life, that you're going to be with the Lord. When the Lord says it's time to come home, then we're going to go home. And I always say in John chapter 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When our place is ready, Jesus Christ is coming for us. When our place is ready, and we give up the breath of life, then we're going to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until then, we will have trouble in this old body. But thank God he has given us eternal life, and no one can take that from us. No one can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord, because he loved us so much that he gave his life for us, that we would see him one day. We will be saved for eternity. Now, you already have eternal life. You're saved right now for eternity. But one day that's going to be real to us because we're going to see it more clearly than we see it in this life. The Bible says that we see through a glass darkly right now, but then face to face, we're going to understand more and more of the things that God has given us, and we need to be so thankful for, and we need to be thankful right now. Well, let me end with this by saying Paul in no way is saying we have a license to sin, but as long as we are in this flesh, we will have a problem with sin, because the body is sinful sin. And we also need to be reminded on occasion the end of the sinful body. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Not only did Adam sin and the spiritual death took place, but he died physically one day. And by the grace of God, you and I will not die spiritually. It's by his grace and his mercy that we have eternal life. Thank God for his Son, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.